is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says are U.S. service members killed during the Korean War. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The UN command says the 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. The deputy commander of the United Nations command, Lieutenant General Wayne Iyer, confirmed the transfer.
They arrived and were received with dignity at Osan Air Base and will now continue their onward journey.
A U.S. military plane flew to Wonsan, North Korea, on Friday to pick up what are believed to be the remains of U.S. servicemen killed in the Korean War. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Pakistan's Election Commission on Friday declared former cricket star Imran Khan's party the winner of Pakistan's historic third consecutive election of a civilian government. However, without an absolute majority, Khan must form a coalition. During the election, the party of jailed ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said the vote was rigged, but a spokesman for the Election Commission says no complaints have been filed.
We have not centrally received even single application up till now.
The European Union's monitoring team gave a passing grade to the election in Pakistan. The scale of a flooding disaster in southern Laos was still unclear Friday. According to officials, the death toll stands at no less than 27 people, with more than 100 still missing. The dam that collapsed was being built by South Korea's SK. It blamed the accident on heavy rain during Southeast Asia's monsoon season. The company said fractures were found on the dam Sunday and that warnings to nearby villages were provided. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports the Trump administration says around 1,800 migrant children were reunited with their parents by last night's deadline, but others are still separated.
About 700 more remain separated. Those reunions may take more time, effort, and paperwork as authorities fly children back to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The federal government was supposed to reunify more than 2,500 children who were separated from their parents under the new immigration policy designed to deter immigrants from coming here illegally. But the policy backfired amid global outrage over crying children that were being taken from their parents. I'm Shirley Smith.
The Associated Press has learned that the Russian lawyer who promised information on Hillary Clinton in a meeting with Trump campaign leaders is more closely tied to senior Russian government officials than she previously let on. U.S. President Donald Trump denies knowing about the meeting in Trump Tower. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to documents viewed by the Associated Press, Natalia Veselnitskaya was a very well-connected attorney who also served as a ghostwriter for top Russian government lawyers. This comes from scores of emails, transcripts, and legal documents obtained through the London-based Dossier Center. The group is compiling profiles of Russians that it accuses of benefiting from corruption. Veselnitskaya has been under scrutiny since it emerged last year that Trump's eldest son, Donald Jr., met with her in June of 2016. He was told that she represented the Russian government and was offering Moscow's help to defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Fire officials in Northern California say a bulldozer operator has been killed and three firefighters have been injured in a battle against a raging wildfire. KRCR-TV reporter Julia Avery described the glow of the car fire in the distance.
I'm getting my first look at this scene, which is just shocking. This is Redding right now, just glowing from all directions. I mean, everything I can see is orange right now.
Authorities suspect arson in the Southern California fire and have arrested a suspect. South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, said Friday his lawyers had faith that they would get the case dropped against him after making his third court appearance. Zuma faces corruption charges relating to a $2.5 billion arms deal. Greek authorities suspect arson may have caused this week's wildfires that killed at least 82 people and left an unknown number missing. Fires broke out Monday and tore through a coastal area northeast of Athens, popular with tourists and beachgoers. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
R&B.